Dave Rowe joins us from 770 in Calgary. Dave, the Anaheim Ducks dispatched of the Winnipeg Jets rather easily, and this will be a much tougher opponent for the Flames than the Vancouver Canucks will.
Oh, yeah, and Bob Hartley is really playing the underdog card. We were talking to him a couple of days ago, and he says, well, I got two sheets of paper, one with strengths, one with weaknesses. The one with strengths is full. The one with weaknesses is still a blank sheet of paper. Well, frankly, I don't know why we're even bothering to go. You know, that kind of thing. So he's embracing the underdog role, and he's having fun with it. And that's been his message to his team, you know, the whole way through. Hey, you know, no matter what happens, you know, you're in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Have fun with it.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, you know the story all too well, and especially a veteran coach like Hartley. He'll walk through the dressing room. Boys, most people think we shouldn't even be here. And it goes from there. They're more resilient than that. People have written them off. I think the underdog tag sticks because a lot of people have been going, come on, Calgary, really? It's time to really be the Flames, and they've just refused to lose.
Yeah, so you're waiting for that for that reality check. I mean, everybody in preseason, you know, myself included, was saying, well, you know, we're going to call this one a rebuilding year. And, you know, then it's going well around midseason. You're thinking, oh, this can't possibly last. There's not, you know, the stats to support this. You know, then Mark Giordano goes down, and okay, well, that's got to be it really for sure this time. You know, the Los Angeles Kings start coming on at the end of the season, and they just keep finding a way, whether it's the top line, whether it's some unsung hero, fourth-line player, you know, whichever goalie happens to be riding the hot hand at the time. You know, hey, they're playing in the second round of the NHL playoffs, and a whole lot of teams aren't right now, so they got plenty to feel good about.
Injuries for the Flames, how healthy are they? What's the update on Giordano?
There was a little bit, I think, of a false flag saying that, you know, there's a chance that Giordano could be coming back if they go for a late run in the playoffs. I mean, if they go all the way, I think, to a seventh game of the Stanley Cup final, then maybe, yeah, because that would be at the short end of a four-month recovery for the injury that he suffered in late February. I mean, he's been working out like a beast. I have seen him on the ice along with some of the other injured guys, but certainly before the start of this series, you know, Bob Hartley really wanted to downplay any talk of Giordano coming back. Basically, they're going to have to dance with the ones that they brung, and that means that Dennis Wiedemann, TJ Brody, and Chris Russell are going to keep pulling insane minutes.
Dave, I'm a little bit surprised the way the Ducks, not breezed through the first round, but were clearly the better team. We know about their best players. They're big. And they're strong, and they're named Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaff. To me, the challenge is finding ways to find answers about the depth that they have now. I see more depth with the Ducks than I have before.
That is one thing that the entire Flames team has been talking about. Everyone wants to talk about Perry and Getzlaff, and they say, hey, you know, you look up and down this lineup, and they've got big, deep, fast guys. The defensemen are real aware that they're going to have less time and space than they had against the Vancouver Canucks, no matter who's bearing down on them. They're talking about just having to make the quick pass, you know, making the smart pass, get it out of their own end so that these guys can't get in on them and start pounding them.
Dave Rowe joining us from Calgary. Dave, you know, the Ducks were a little bit underrated by some. They were really kind of Jekyll and Hyde. Some people, including myself, thought the Jets would give them a much harder time. That did not happen in that series. They got timely goaltending. What about the Jonas Hiller factor? How does that play in this series?
Well, Jonas Hiller has been amazing at times this season. He can make some highlight reel saves. He also has the ability to give up the bad goal, to give up that bad early goal. Look at Vancouver, you know, two goals on three shots, and all of a sudden he's pulled. I was a little bit surprised that Bob Hartley decided to go back with Hiller at the start of this series, because the pattern all season long has been, you know, you play a guy when he's hot, and if he shows signs that he's faltering and the other guy comes in and looks good, then you stick with the other guy. Kerry Romo was pretty good the rest of the way against Vancouver as the Flames mounted that comeback. So I thought that you might see you know, ride the momentum shift and go with Kerry Rommel. But the first question that went to the coach this week was, who's your starting goaltender? And boom, didn't even hesitate. He says Jonas Hiller, no doubt in my mind.
Dave, the one thing I wonder about not seeing the Flames every day, I can read the score sheet, and there's some terrific young players there. Are they as ready for this as they appear? I mean, when you talk to Goudreau and the other young players, the performance is the bottom line, but are they don't seem the least bit overwhelmed in what snippets and interviews I see them give.
No, you don't get that impression. Like today, I was talking again to Sean Monahan and John Gaudreau, and Gaudreau has been such a great story this year, just because he's such a little guy. Everyone expected Gaudreau just to physically break down at this point, if not mentally break down. But he's stayed on an even keel this year. Sean Monahan, exactly the same way, a guy in his second year, and in junior hockey, it's not like he enjoyed a whole lot of playoff success, you know, when he was there. So this is all relatively new. A lot of the credit for that is going to Yuri Hudler, who's been the stabilizing element, the teaching element on that line. And yeah, you get absolutely no impression that this team is in any way intimidated by the way, you know, but by where they are. I think, again, it just comes back to Bob Hartley just saying, you know, guys, have fun with this. I mean, you know, I really contrast this to the 2004 run with Daryl Sutter, where it got less and less fun around there the longer that thing went on, because it was serious. This is the Stanley Cup final. You know, Bob Hartley, you know, is talking about, you know, winning Stanley Cups when you're playing street hockey out in the street with your buddies. And there has been a 100% buy-in to that message, to every message that Bob Hartley's preached this year. And no, they're not feeling the pressure. They're not feeling the tension.
Well, it should be an interesting run. I know the people in Calgary obviously are rather excited about it. There was a lot of talk about Sean Monahan in the first round, and he's got to be banged up by how he was playing. Maybe he just had a tough series. I know they're never going to come out and say it, but when you watch him play, is he injured?
I think he's. I think he was injured. I think he's getting, you know, healthier, as healthy as you're going to be at this time of year. If you look at Yuri Hudler in that last game against Los Angeles, he took some vicious slashes from Robin Regier, and I think he was really feeling the effects of that in the early part of the series, and I think he's still feeling the effects of that. I would have to say that there was something not right with Monahan at the start of the series. It just didn't seem like he was, you know, as eager for contact as we've come to expect from this guy. But as the series went on, he seemed to get stronger. So, you know, the hope is that whatever it was, the combination of rest, the time off, and the fact that he is still a young player is helping him get over it. I mean, you know, come garbage bag day, whenever that is, you know, we're going to find out, you know, whatever these guys were playing through. But my impression of Monahan is that he was pretty banged up at the start of the series and is maybe, to an extent, getting over whatever it was.
Dave, we appreciate it. What's your prediction?
I'm going to have to say the Ducks in six. Again, you know, like everyone else, oh, it's been a great ride, but it's time for the Calgary Flames to come back to earth. The fact is, if they want to have any kind of success in this series, they have to win in Anaheim. It's, you know, like Hartley was saying it today. If you don't win a game in Anaheim, it doesn't matter. You know, the math says that you are going to lose this series. They've had all kinds of trouble in Anaheim. The Ducks are a big team. They're a veteran team. You're still relying pretty heavily on three defensemen. I think the Flames are going to give them a bloody nose. And again, they're going to stand up and make a lot of people notice them and a lot of people hopeful for the future. But I think Midnight Cinderella might be coming up sometime around the end of next week.
Dave, thanks for your time. Enjoy the series.
Anytime. Stay in touch.